looming question in Ugandan state of affairs is we have a number of issues. One, the restructuring of the Independent Electoral Commission. That's one. Two is the presidential term limits. Three, all other laws related to electioneering. Then issue of police harassment. Then corruption, because service delivery has totally broken down in the country because of this, especially corruption.
The government has said that the opposition does not recognize the victory of the president, despite his victory in the last election. And that is why you have been organizing series of demonstrations to undermine the government.
Yeah, that's quite true. We have not recognized the government officially, especially we, Forum for Democratic Change, FDC, since the 2011 general elections in February. To date, we have not recognized the government. We know there is Uganda government, but it is not a legitimate government. In according to our fraternity, it is not only our fraternity, the entire opposition in Uganda, in parliament. We have five opposition parties in parliament, and we all agree that the president wasn't legitimately elected as the president of Uganda.
But the fact is, if you still don't recognize him, he is being recognized internationally as the president of Uganda and is being treated as such. Don't you think that you'll be better served preparing to provide a better challenge in the next round of elections?
Well, you see, outsiders, what happens in Uganda does not affect outsiders or in international community. People who get affected with the political governance of this country are Ugandans and those people who live in Uganda. These are the affected. So whether the international community recognizes him, they are not the beneficiaries. Maybe they are beneficiaries in the missions or ideologically agreeing with them on international treaties. That's the benefit they get. But we in the country, we feel we don't have a legitimate government and we don't have adequate service delivery as expected of a government.
How soon do you think, if Secretary Clinton highlights some of these concerns that you have expressed, how soon do you think that could materialize?
Well, we know United States is the leading democracy in the world, especially in democratic governance and electioneering. The Secretary of United States would have done this country a very big contribution to see if he can discuss with the president and if American government can at least put pressure on President Museveni to bow down and see reason to the issues raised by the competition. Moreover, it would be very, very pertinent if Secretary Clinton met with the opposition leaders, those are in parliament, he could meet with them and understand the issue which she could raise with the president. It will help a greater deal. Other than when she goes to meet the president, before knowing the other side of the coin, her visit will only be maybe she'll have brought us just close at home to look at her on television, maybe see her on newspaper front pages. That is all. But we shall not benefit from her visit. But if she meets the opposition, I think we'll appreciate her and we'll enrich her discussion with the president of Uganda.
Now, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is expected to hold discussions about the security threat and how Uganda can help in the process of resolving those security concerns in your neighboring country. How do you expect the discussions to go?
Well, that will be, first of all, the opposition believes to live with its neighbors in harmony, because we trade together, relations have been there for centuries. So antagonizing these relations, as allegedly that Uganda is involved, we don't support that. And it will be a good area for Secretary Clinton to engage President Museveni and establish the truth. But the Americans need to substantiate Uganda's involvement. They need to bring it out in the open so that we know. Because if we opposition discuss about these issues, first of all, we don't have the manpower or the means to substantiate the claims of Uganda's involvement. But American government or other international community can substantiate that and can give a fact, which we are all interested in. But nevertheless, we opposition, we are not support in case Uganda government is destabilizing DRC. We are not in support of that.